How many's glad they're saved? Amen. 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 I'm glad I'm saved. How about you?
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad that when I was lost, he found me.
Yes.
Amen. I got quite a different kind of testimony. I've told my brother there about it. But I was an atheist. I didn't believe in God. I sad to say that I can remember every day I cussed God every day. Amen. And but one day he found me. Amen. I'll never forget the day. Sometimes we like to throw the hymn books away. Nothing against nobody here. But the old song says, amen. It says, wife help me here. I never shall forget the day he rolled my burdens away. I'll never forget it. Amen. I came from a family that don't believe in God, don't go to church. I'm the one. I'm a whole family saved. Everybody else, I can't get them straight. But I know somebody who can get them straight. Amen. Yeah, that's right. But I believe your pastor here has just about almost preached my whole message. I told him last night what I was thinking about preaching, but when I woke up this morning, the Lord changed my mind. Amen. I'm going to read four places tonight, if you got your Bible. The first place is in Psalm 33 and 12. When you got there, say amen.
Amen.
Great, big and loud. All right, the Bible says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
Come on,
it said the Lord. Amen. And the people who have chosen for his own inheritance. Psalm 9 and 17, the Bible says, the wicked, it didn't say the saved, it said the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. Right there's where we at. We have forgotten God.
Amen.
Proverbs 14 and 34. I know I'm going a little fast. I'm sorry. Proverbs 14 and 34 says, righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproof to any people. One more place, and this will be my main text for tonight. John 14 and 15. John 14 and 15. The Bible says, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. I want to talk to you tonight about the effects of a godless nation. The effects of a godless nation. There is a famous movie. When I wasn't saved, I watched this famous movie a little bit about it, and it was called The Wizard of Oz. Anybody heard of that? I'm glad somebody has. There is something said in that movie that I want to tell you about. The character of Toto, I don't know how you say it, but yeah, thank you. Yeah, he says in that famous line, I'm feeling like we're not in Kansas anymore. Y'all remember that? Dorothy and her dog, Toto, whatever you call it, find themselves in a strange land of Oz, quite different from the Kansas of her childhood. That's where we are right now. I don't know what you think, but this ain't America no more. This ain't the same America I grew up in. We got a president. I know y'all said be nice about him, though, didn't you? He's not a Christian. That's just everybody says that he's a Christian. They said his denomination is the Church of Christ. You heard of that church? Yeah. I don't know what they believe, but I hope they believe in Jesus Christ. Anyway, my text here says that if you love God, keep his commandments. I believe in a nation we're living in today, we don't love God. If we really love God, we would obey this book.
Amen.
This book says the only way you're going to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. Amen. This book says if you want to be saved, it's Jesus Christ. It didn't say Buddha. I don't know where they get that from. And it ain't Allah, and it ain't all these other false gods. It's Jesus Christ. He's the same today, amen, yesterday, and forever. Amen. Revelation 2 and 4 says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left their first love. We're living in a world that has left their first love. We got courthouses and schools all over this nation that have taken out the Ten Commandments. Amen. Now, when I was a kid, I don't know about y'all. Y'all a little older than me. I'm only 24. But when I was a kid, even my pastor, he's what, 75 now. He says when he went to school, they read the Bible every day in school. I don't know. I didn't have that. He said the Ten Commandments was in the schools. If you go, what's the closest school here? One across the street? Page County. If you go into Page County and you say, can I see your Ten Commandments, what do you think they're going to tell you? You ain't got one. There you go. That's very true. But America needs to wake up and realize we need to put God back into everything. We've removed God from a lot of things. Malachi 4 and 4 says, remember ye the law. There is no law and order in America. You can do what you want. My pastor says when he was growing up, you was not even allowed to cuss over the radio. Or if he was in the presence of a Christian, he said this last night, if you was in the presence of a Christian, you say, I'm sorry. Amen. No, now we got cussing saints. That's where we are. With that, it's all right. You can do what you want. Judges 21 and 25 says, In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Amen. The problem right there is it's not what's right in my eyes or your eyes. It's God's eyes that we got to go through. Amen. I don't know, but I'm real stirred up about how this nation has left their first love. Amen. Where grace abounds, no, hold on, where sin abounds, there is grace. Amen. And I'm thankful for God's grace. Sin has destroyed this nation. Because of sin, we don't keep God's commandments. We're living in an anti-God nation. If it has anything to do with God or Jesus Christ, they don't want to hear it. They kick it out. I think it's you who said this here recently. I heard it online. It says, we're living a generation that's so offended. We say Jesus in school, get out. You know, that's how we are. They don't want to hear that. That's just the way we are. It has to tickle their ears That's right. It has to tickle their ears, amen. I'm glad we got an amen corner over here. I need that at my church. Amen. But what we see a lot is that the Bible now is, not that I'm against or anything, but it's just love. It's just, you don't have to repent. If, you know, a sinner comes down that aisle tonight, if you just tell him love, do you think he's going to get saved? You got to repent. That is the biblical way. God's calling every man and woman around here to repent. He's calling this nation to repent of their wicked deeds. Amen. The Bible says, I got it written down somewhere. Too many papers. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their love. Huh? Huh? Oh, yeah, y'all caught that, didn't you? Yeah. I do that all the time. It's all right. And forgive their sin and heal their land. Amen. I heard this here a while back, and I'll try it on y'all. It says, we worship other gods and call it multiculturalism. Thanks, wife. We have endorsed pervism and call it alternate lifestyle. We have exploited the poor and we call it the lottery. we have rewarded the lazy and called it welfare. Welfare. We have, amen, we have killed our unborn and called it choice. We have abused power and called it politics. Right here. We have polluted the air and with profanity and called it a freedom of expression. That's where we are. That's where we are, amen. See, today in America, life does not mean anything. They'd rather walk up to you and shoot you and that's it. No, they don't care about life. They don't care about you. It's a shame that the world's have gotten that away, but that's the way it is. On the news I heard here, I guess it's been a year now, there was this woman. She was in her own house eating her breakfast and enjoying probably Rice Krispies like my wife does. And so one morning she went out and got her gun and went to the cabinet and got her gun, went over to the neighbor. The neighbor was there just planting flowers, minding her own business, went up there and shot her. Dead. The woman was dead. So the woman who shot her, she went back into her house and continued eating her breakfast like nothing happened. Ain't that just lovely? That's nice, ain't it? But that's where we are. They don't care about life. That's where we are in President America right now. Over 55 million babies aborted. That's 55 my wife could have had, right? Amen. But that's 55. I hope she wasn't carrying all 55 one time now. Amen. Amen. But we have 55 million babies aborted. There's crime and drugs on every street. Amen. And it's no one cares about the lost. As me and him was talking the other day. It's just, you know, it's no one. When I read that book, The Cross and the Switchblade, which I mailed him, when I read that book, I had such a burden for the lost, to see people saved. That, my whole ministry is about that. That's why I go to the jail. That's why I go to the nursing home. Because that's the main thing. We need to stop worrying about, you know, other things and different things like I ain't going into all that, but different things. We need to stop worrying about all that and worry about getting to heaven. Worry about our soul salvation. Because one of these days, this world's going to pass away and Jesus Christ is going to come back. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. We got a church world that still says it's okay to shack up and don't tell me it's a sin, Pastor. It's all right. We got fornication. It's okay. It's all accepted. We're living where the church now accepts sin. No, thank you. But anyway, that's where we are. No one wants to tell you that, you know, you are a sinner. You're okay. I heard the other day, I forgot how it goes. I saw it on that, you know, Facebook there. And it said, we would rather them come in and get them sanctified first before we get them saved. That ain't the way it goes. You must repent. You must get saved. Amen. Amen. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, for the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you go down the long and painful road of sin, you'll wind up in a mess. There's no happiness in sin. The Bible says in Romans 3:10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. We're living, amen, in a sin. If you're living in sin, you're not righteous. Because if you're living in sin, you're not righteous because a holy God will still judge you of your sin. Amen. And in the case you didn't know, sin matters. Amen. Anybody here ever heard of Charles Finney? Anybody know? Raise your hand if you know him. Except my wife. Nobody knows him. Well, he was a great evangelist. I got a few of his books. And when he first came to town, I think he was back in the 1800s. He was an evangelist then. When he first came to town, he preached on street corners. He preached out not in, but outside of the beer and the liquor industries. When he would begin to preach outside, all of the beer industries closed up. Do you know why they closed up? Anybody? They all got saved. Amen. They said, we don't want the liquor no more. We want Jesus Christ. Amen. But they all closed up. And I pray to God that that's how we get back to. If we have to go out, if we got a bar here. Oh, thank God for that. If we got a bar here, we should go. I ain't telling you to, but you should go out there until somebody comes out and tells them about Jesus. My pastor's wife said one time, you know, if we really care about the lost, we need to start handing out tracts as they come out of Walmart. Amen. That's a good way to be. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so glad they got washed in the blood, and I'm glad I did too. How about you?
Amen.
Amen. But see, the government has removed God from all education systems. Amen. The courthouses, gone. No, you won't find it there. Amen. I mean, he's removed him from the media. You don't. If you hear about God on TV or the radio, it's. I'm sure it ain't nothing. They don't lift him up. I'm sure they put him down. Yeah, I don't know, but they probably do. Still we got preachers now preaching against things. What we used to preach against, we now embrace. That's where we are. Amen. We embrace these sins nations. Homosexuality, abortion, fornication, and the list goes on and on. We accept it all. We let it in. One of these days, behind a pulpit, you'll have a homosexual church. Might not believe me, but I'm no prophet. Trust me, I'm no prophet at all, but I guarantee you, there will come a day. That's right. Sooner than you think. And I did hear the other day, brother, that you are right. I did hear that on Facebook about the three men wants to get married. How sick, if I must say that. How sick can you get? And I'm sure we need preachers that will still preach against homosexuality, because you know what? It's still a sin. I think it is anyway. I don't know about y'all up here from the great town of Stanley, but down home I still say it's a sin. Amen. Biggest town I've been to. Y'all should come to my town. My town, we don't even have a stoplight. Y'all don't either? Well, okay.
Well, that's good.
We don't got a stoplight. I kind of do now. I just said that. No stoplight. We got one store and one pizza place and a burger place. That's all we got. We only got a Walmart. You got to go 30 minutes to go to Walmart. Everybody's home. Amen. On April 30th, 1863, President Abraham Lincoln signed a bill. And on that day, to be the National Prayer Day. April 30th. Amen. That was in 1863. But today, do they still do that? Wrong note there.
Oh.
Okay. All right, maybe I got that wrong. And I was going to tell you that it wasn't no more, but I did hear this. They have changed it, not from a Christian. Yeah, it's Christian and Muslim. But the Bible still says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's no other way into heaven's gates but by who?
Jesus.
I'm glad we're a Jesus church. Allah did not die for your sins. Did you know that? He didn't. Someone told me he was a... I don't know what the word is, but all I can tell you is what he did. He married his 14-year-old cousin, and he lifted him up as a god. 10 years old. Yep. And that's the god they put up. Yeah. I was surprised too. Buddha did not save you, but only one did, and that was Jesus Christ. He's still the Son of God. He's still at the right hand of the Father. You believe that? Say amen. Amen. Ronald Reagan said, everybody like Ronald Reagan? Yeah. How many here will raise their hand and said he was our last good president? Amen. Amen. Oh, two of them will know. All right, yeah. Somebody believes like that. Amen. We have such chaos in this nation, so much trouble and turmoil because but I still believe there's a hope. I believe the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is going to come back one day. And I believe he's going to save his people that want to be saved one more time. It's not over. We're looking for a problem solver. We're looking for someone that will help us along the way. But there's only one that can help us along the way. Say amen loud.
Amen.
Amen. Politics cannot fix our problems. The president, how wonderful he is, he can definitely not fix our problems. I have prayed this prayer, but y'all don't pray it, okay? Y'all promise? Y'all won't pray this prayer? Raise your hand. Come on. Y'all, come on. I'm praying, Lord, I want you to come back because I want to go to heaven. And I want to see you, but don't come back until 2016. Because in 2016, he's going out of there. Right? 2016? Why? What do you mean he's supposed to? If he ain't going out of there, he got out of there. But anyway. But Republicans cannot even fix our problems. I know some. How many here is probably Republican? Yeah. That's the worst of the two evils. That's what everybody says to go by. But I want to tell you, Democrats cannot fix our problems either. The only one that can fix our problems is Jesus Christ. He's still the Son of God. He's still sitting at the right hand of the Father. Amen. And he is coming back one day and with his glorious church. How many is looking forward to that glorious church? How many is looking forward to seeing Jesus? There's no other way into heaven but by him. There's no other way. Amen. Jesus Christ is still the same. Amen. The Bible says homosexuality is a sin. And I pray that this church and every other church in this county stands up and says it's still a sin. Amen. He's still the King. He's still the great I am. And he's coming back one day. I'm glad he picked me up out of a horrible pit that I was in. I'm going to get ready to close here, but I'm just glad he picked me up. I wasn't fit to be saved. I was an atheist, as I've said. I was lost and undone, but he reached way down out of the miry clay, amen. And he set my feet on a solid rock, amen. And he established my goings. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
He's still the same. If he can save me, oh, if he can save me, I know he can save anybody else. If he can save me, the worst person that I know, outside of my brothers, he can save anybody else. Amen. I'm glad he saved me. I thank your pastor for asking me to come tonight. I had a lot of notes. I got to just about every one of them. But I am thankful. Come to the wall. Can you come play one more? Okay. That's all. Stand. Amen. Let's all bow our heads tonight. Heavenly Father, I did my best tonight to bring for you what I thought you wanted me to preach. I pray, God, that you would help this church the rest of the week, Lord. I pray, God, that you'll meet every need for this revival. I mainly, Lord, pray that you will send souls into this church this week that don't know who Jesus is, that don't know that he is the Son of God, that don't know, amen, that he is coming back again for his children, amen. But I pray more than ever, Lord, that you would help this church, God. And I pray that you would help everybody here to draw closer to you. And if there's anyone here that does not know you, Lord, which everyone I believe it does, I pray that you would deal with them, Lord. I pray, God, that you would meet every need. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Could we all just come around the front and come around the altar here and just pray, and just pray for our nation. Pray that this nation would return to God.